We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and this is my sister Jessica.
Hi.
And Jessica and Hannah are going to talk with us today about their trip to Greece. Jessica, you participated in the Paralympics, right?
Yep.
And we have a lot to celebrate, don't we? Because what? Because
I got 3 gold medals.
3 gold medals. Now tell us how you got the 3 gold medals. What were your events?
The 400 freestyle. And the 4x100 freestyle, it's a relay,
okay.
And the 100-meter freestyle.
That's really something to celebrate, isn't it, guys?
Yeah. How many people were on your team?
45 plus 5 staff members.
Mm-hmm. 45 swimmers?
Yes, 45
okay.
swimmers.
So then the swimmers were just one of the events. You had other basketball. And
like wheelchair basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Goal ball, which is for blind people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not exactly sure what other sports.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about the friends that you met. Did you have some friends that maybe you keep in touch with?
Yeah, we were called the Fab Four.
Oh,
yeah.
Fab Four, is that your relay team?
No, it has no one in the relay, but
okay.
We were called the Fab Four. It was Elizabeth, me, Kelly, and Casey.
Yeah, you're keeping in touch with them? Are they all swimmers, too?
Yeah, we were all swimmers.
From the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hannah, what did you think about going? Were you like her biggest cheerleader? Maybe not the biggest because you're not so big yourself, but were you the loudest cheerleader?
Yeah, except for my sister Amanda. She's 21. She was screaming.
Yeah. How many people in your family went?
There was 8 in the apartment, and then there was Jessica in the Olympic Village.
Okay, so you had a whole apartment. And how long were you there, Jessica?
About a month.
In a foreign country for about a month. Did you learn to speak a little Greek when you were there?
I did.
Okay.
I did too.
Yeah? Tell us some words that you learned.
This guy said it was Yassos, but Jessica said it's Yasu.
Yasu?
Yasu is hello and goodbye.
Okay.
And Ephoristo is thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, the hello
thanks,
and goodbye.
Sir, thank you. I can't remember.
Okay. What did you eat in Greece?
The food. It was horrible.
Oh, no.
They had octopus.
Ew.
They had, like, pizza that was pretty much
pizza with octopus
black.
On top?
Oh, no.
Okay.
They had pizza that was pretty much black. It was burnt, and it was, like, hard as a rock.
Oh, gee.
And
so how did you have enough strength to swim if the food was terrible?
They had, like, pasta.
Okay.
And, like, noodles and stuff. That's what I mostly ate. But they had a McDonald's there.
Oh.
And we weren't allowed to get, like, fried
Big Macs
foods.
And stuff. Yeah.
Like, so we had their salads, and their salads are so disgusting now.
Oh. Well, probably, too, over in Greece, McDonald's is not the same
as here. Yeah, they weren't the same.
Why did you have to stay in a separate place than your parents?
I'm not exactly sure, but it was a lot of security. We had security, like a police car behind us, following us everywhere, people walking around with us.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that we live in a world where you need that, but I think it's best to be
safe.
Safe, that's right. Yeah.
How did it feel like being in an ancient city?
Yeah. Did you get to do some sightseeing there?
I got to climb the Acropolis.
Wow. Do you realize how old that was?
And I got to go to museums too.
Uh huh.
And islands.
Did you ever have a time where you were really nervous and you were just praying for God to help you?
Yeah. When we first got there, two times. When we first got there, I was nervous about the competition. And the last time, I was really nervous about the plane because we got all on it. It was like 10 hours to get on the plane. And then like we had to wait on there for 5 hours. And I was really nervous because a part on the plane was broken.
Mm.
And then we had to go back to the village and come back the next day and get back on the same plane that was broken. So I was nervous and asking God to help everything be okay.
Yeah. You know, not too many 12-year-olds leave their families like that and go away for a month. I mean, that must have been hard for you to leave your family.
Well, not really.
Okay.
I was with my friends and I was
Because you're kind of an independent 12-year-old then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you done that before? Have you been away from your parents before?
Yeah. I went to like Chula Vista for 2 weeks training camp.
Okay.
And Washington for like 5 days.
Okay. So it wasn't the first time you've been away from home. No. A lot of kids, though, your age, you know, have never been away from home.
A foreign country, yeah.
Yeah, even to flying to a foreign country. Now, I understand that you were adopted from the Soviet Union, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you were just a tiny baby.
13 months.
13 months. Your dad went over and held you in his arms and carried you back home to Maryland.
Yeah.
And now you are an Olympic champion. That's so neat to see the way God went before you and gave you the family that would enable you to be the wonderful athlete that you are now. And, you know, that made me think about the way our Heavenly Father has adopted all of us. Did you guys know that you guys are adopted too? Yeah. And I thought it would be nice to read this scripture from Ephesians that talks about us being adopted into God's family. Alexa, will you start reading that for us?
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
That's right. And he has predestined you. That means he has made you for a purpose, that he knows exactly what you're going to do. And he chose you before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless and to be part of God's family.
I am part of a family. You are part of a family. We all belong to the family of God. I am
part of the family.
You are
part of the family.
We all belong to the family of God.
Yeah! We come together in this place to hear his word and grow in faith, to sing his praise and worship him, to celebrate our Lord and King.
Yeah!
What have you learned, Jessica, from this experience?
To never give up on your dreams.
Okay.
Just keep trying and give it your all.
Keep trying and give it your all, because you went from being number 9 to number what?
1.
That's right. But not always do we get to be number 1, do we?
No.
No? And what would have happened if you had gone to the Olympics and maybe you came back and you were number 4?
I would have said just, you know, keep on trying. Beijing is coming up.
Okay, because you're getting ready for Beijing too, right? And being 12, gosh, how many more years do you think you'll be swimming?
I plan on swimming for at least 15 years.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And the point is that you're just trying to do your best, right?
Yeah.
And your best this time was good enough to be number one, and we just really applaud you for that. That's really exciting. You know, we all have different talents, don't we?
Yeah.
We're probably not going to win gold medals.
No.
But God will use each one of us in a special way. Now, how has God made us different? What kind of gifts do you think you have that might be different? Carolyn?
I love to play with little children.
I know you're going to be a wonderful mom. And I don't think they give gold medals out for that, do they?
No.
But it's very, very important. You know that? It's very important to have a love for children. Yeah, Sam, how about you?
I like all different kinds of sports.
You do. Yeah, I know. You're always talking about baseball. Now, maybe you'll win. Maybe you'll be on an Olympic team one day, and maybe you'll win some medals. But you know what? You'll have lots of fun playing the sports, too, won't you?
Yeah.
How about someone else? Share what you think are your gifts or what you like to do. Hannah.
I like to sing.
You do, and you are a very, very good singer.
Betha. I like to write stories.
Okay, so maybe you'll be a writer one day. And you know, God has made all of us different, but all of us are here to do His work and bring glory to Him. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, we thank You for the way You have made each one of us special. You've given us families to love us and help us. You've adopted us into Your family. We are Your children. When we have success, help us to remember that everything we have is from Your hands. Thank You for Jesus, our Savior and our friend. In His name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Jessica, thanks so much for coming today and sharing with us your experience. And Hannah, thanks for bringing her.
You're welcome.
We had a great visit with you, Jessica. And God made you into an Olympic gold medalist. We are so proud of you.
Congratulations, Jessica. See you next time.
Standing on His promises, living His love, anything is possible with blessings from above. What for the people and live by His power, God can make you strong.
Moses was a simple man, but God gave him a mighty plan. God gave him everything that he would need, and His people followed Him faithfully, and they watched Him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong,
standing on His promises and living His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
And financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.